Chapter 1. The Name Remains. Jewish Questioner. These are two ways to think about my childhood. From one perspective, it was an utterly conventional, somewhat lonely, very lower middle class London childhood of the 1950s. From another perspective, it was an exotic, distinctive, and therefore privileged expression of mid-20th century history as it happened to immigrant Jews from East Central Europe. My full name is Tony Robert Judd. Robert is an English twist chosen by my mother Stella, so let me begin with her. My mother's father, Solomon Dudakov, grew up in St. Petersburg, the capital of the Russian Empire. I remember him, he died when I was 8, as a huge bearded Russian military type, a bit like a wrestler crossed with a rabbi. In fact, he was a tailor, though he probably learned a trade in the army. My mother's mother, Jeanette Greenberg, was a Romanian Jew from Moldavia, whose family was rumoured to have had inappropriate liaisons with gypsies at some point. She certainly looked like a gypsy soothsayer off the back of a wagon, tiny, mischievous, slightly frightening. Because there were many families of that name from the same region of Romania, some of whom must have come from the same town and been related, my sons have long traded on the plausible but unlikely claim that we are related to the great Jewish slugger Hank Greenberg. My mother's parents met in London, where Jeanette Greenberg and her family had come after the 1903 pogrom in Chisinau. Like thousands of Jews, they fled what was, for its time, an event of unparalleled violence, the murder of 47 Jews in the nearby Bessarabian province of the Russian Empire. They made it to London no later than 1905. My mother's father, Solomon Dudakov, had fled Russia for England, but for different reasons. According to family legend, in defending his father from hooligans, he accidentally beat one of them to death. He then hid in the oven of a baker uncle for the night before fleeing the country. This account is probably somewhat romanticized, since the timing suggests that Solomon left Russia at much the same time and probably for the same reasons as hundreds of thousands of other Jews. In any case, he made directly for England. So my mother's parents were in England by 1905 and were married that year. My mother, Stella Sophie Dudakov, was born just south of the Jewish East End of London in 1921, the youngest of 8 children. She always felt a little out of place in her Cockney working-class neighbourhood near the London docks. But then it was my impression that she was never quite at home in her own family or community either. Like my mother, my father came from a Jewish family with roots in Eastern Europe. In his case, though, the family made 2 stopovers between the Russian Empire and Britain, Belgium and Ireland. My paternal grandmother, Ida Avigail, came from Pilviskiai, a Lithuanian village just south of Kaunas, now in Lithuania, then in the Russian Empire. Following the early death of her father, a carter, she worked in the family bakery. Sometime in the first decade of the century, the Avigails decided to make their way west to the diamond industry in Antwerp, where they had contacts. There, in Belgium, Ida met my paternal grandfather. Other Avigails settled in Brussels. One started a dry goods store in Texas. My father's father, Enoch Jut, was from Warsaw. Like my maternal grandfather, Enoch too served in the Russian army. He seems to have deserted around the time of the Russo-Japanese War of 1904-1905, making his way west in stages, reaching Belgium before World War I. He and my grandmother, together with their extended families, then made their way to London, in anticipation of the German army's advance on Belgium in August 1914. They both spent the First World War in London, where they married and had 2 children. In 1919, they returned to Antwerp, where my father, Joseph Isaac Jut, was born in 1920. My first given name, Tony, comes from the Avigail side of the family. Growing up in Antwerp, my father was close to his cousins, his maternal uncle's 3 daughters, Lily, Bella, and Tony, presumably short for Antonia. My father saw a lot of these girls who lived in Brussels. The youngest, Tony, was 5 years my father's junior, and he was very fond of her, though they lost regular contact once my father left Belgium in 1932.